Book 13, Spring, Paths of Faith and Doubt. What is faith?
The confluence of burn with river, river with sea.
A dandelion awaiting a favourable wind to blow across Alapa.
The ivy that holds up the wall.
A bell that rings the silence.
A name opened to reveal the hidden seed of its meaning.
A path walked with eyes shut or open. Alec's path to St. Medan's cave and chapel. I chose my narrow way, marked by flowers and birdsong. I plunged down the Dragon's Back Ridge in search of the seaside cell. I did penance for my haste, kneeling on a tussocky knoll. I was trapped for an hour in the gentle pasturage. I clambered back over cliffs, found my way about the point, up through a chimney of rock. I lay down in a rich sea meadow, suitable for spiritual growth. There I restated my creed of sprawl and loll, christening this terraqueous ecosystem Medana. The lesson, I asked myself, if I had patiently sought melliferous orchid, tormentil, primroses, gorse and fern, the bluebells, the meadowsweet, thrift, then might I have found the chapel tucked away among the rocks.
Ken's path to St. Medan's cave and chapel. I stayed longer on the high road of the gorse path. I descended, seeking a structure among eroded cliffs. I speculated which rock might be her schooner. I marked in red for cassock, read tussock, for saint, read snail. I consoled myself for a mystery withheld in summer flora. I found the stones when I'd stopped seeking. I smelled the air heavy with star-white ramsons. I looked into the darkness of her chosen retreat. I wondered when the mist, hiding the far shore, would lift.